And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all of our listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program we have here, and we try to bring in people from the community and the surrounding areas. One of the things that we pride ourselves on here in Texas is outdoors and fishing and such as that. And we've got something that's great for the young people. I think it'll be a blessing for all those who hear, and hopefully you participate. My guest today is Brenda Myers. She's the executive director for an organization that does a number of things, but they're having a special event called Hug a Tree and Kiss a Fish. Are you still on the line, Brenda?
I sure am, sir, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you on. Always good to talk to you, too. How's life been treating you?
It's been great, sir. Things are moving forward for the Impact Center, and I couldn't be more proud.
Let's start out with, I'm sure some of the folks out there don't know you, so introduce yourself. Tell us how you got to East Texas and how you got involved with what you're doing.
Well, I started this organization about 13 years ago after being hit by a drunk driver. And God gave me a vision to get these kids off the streets and off of drugs. And I started in my backyard. And, you know, things just kept growing and growing and more participants each year. And we started adding more activities and, you know, more things for the kids to do. And the community started getting involved. And now after 13 years, today I went and signed documents for our first very own building. So we've come a long way in 13 years. And I'm very, very excited for, you know, where we're going and where we've been. And, you know, we do several different things. One of my passions that I have that we just recently started is called Jesus to the Streets. Here recently at my trip to Walmart in Cleveland during the Christmas holidays, there was a gentleman digging in the dumpster. And I approached the gentleman and gave him some money and asked him where he lived. And he pointed to the bridge there in Cleveland, Texas. And I said, "You live underneath the bridge?" And he nodded yes. And I said, "Is there more people that live underneath the bridge?" And he nodded his head yes. And so after going down there and realizing the poverty of these people that was living underneath the bridge, it broke my heart. So I got together with some friends of mine, Kevin and Nancy Watkins, and within 2 days, my cousin Alicia and all the people over in Spring, Texas, got involved, and we had over 200 backpacks filled with hand warmers, blankets, I mean, all kinds of things. So, you know, our duty in our community is to give back. And nobody in my organization gets paid. We're all volunteers. And so we just try to give back as much as we possibly can. And that is one of my most favorite things that we do.
And you've already mentioned a couple areas that Cox is involved in. You also work in the Conroe area, right?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the event that I'm going to be telling you about, there is several folks over there, Cass and Billy Thuman and Alicia and Jeremy Murray. They're hosting our fishing tournament for our special needs. So we are very much connected to the Conroe area. Judge Metz, he is one of our big sponsors for our event coming up. So we have a lot of kids that are on our team that are from Conroe, Montgomery. We also service Liberty County. We service San Jacinto and Polk County.
And just so people understand, because we're kind of jumping around a little bit, you're a multi-use service, and we'll get to Hug a Tree and Kiss a Fish in just a minute. But you actually do a number of things and gave us a great example of helping these people that are without homes and without food. But what all does your organization actually try to help with?
Well, we're lucky enough to have a 3-year thrift shop. And so we give away different things and help with, you know, poverty-related people who need their electricity bills paid, their water bills paid. We have teamed up this past year with the American Red Cross. And during that last huge flood, our organization helped give out clothes to make sure that these families had all sorts of needs. Our group actually went in and helped cook all the food for 7 days to provide food to these folks. And so I was very proud to be able to work with the American Red Cross. And we do another thing that's called Zeros to Heroes. And this is a wonderful incentive program that we do that some of the kids can get points for the things that they already do at home, the things that they do at school. They can learn to tie their shoe. They get 25 points. If they take cookies to a senior citizen, they get 100 points. If they read a book to the senior citizens while they're at the facility, they get 200 points. So what we're doing is we're encouraging these young folks to take pride in what they're doing in the community. We're giving them incentives to be motivated, and once they do that, they get prizes. And we have about 5 to 7 Wood Forest National Bank managers on our team, and they buy prizes for these kids, and then they get their photographs in the paper. So you can't go wrong with that. You motivate the kids, they get rewarded for it, and they're very productive, and I'm very, very proud of that program that we do.
And papers like the Conroe Courier and the Cleveland Advocate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We put it in the Conroe Courier, in the Montgomery County Enterprise, Liberty. I mean, we do it in all, because I feel that these are all connected communities, and we like to build relationships with these other communities, and that's why we have no boundaries. And, you know, that's one of the things that bothered me the most when I was on Comcast TV a couple weeks ago. I was telling the folks that we're considered a lost community out here because most of the resources stop at Liberty County. And so it's really wonderful when you can get people like Judge Metz and them to come and be involved in what we're doing over here. It just brings a connection of no more boundaries. And so I take pride when we have folks like that from the Conroe area and the Montgomery County that teams up with us to do wonderful things like we do.
And we're
we help them as well.
I'm sorry, we're speaking with Brenda Myers, and she's the executive director for an organization that does a number of things, and one of them is called Hug a Tree and Kiss a Fish. Okay, I've teased this enough. You want to explain to folks what Hug a Tree and Kiss a Fish is all about?
Absolutely. Well, this is the ultimate event that we do every single year, and in about 8 years ago, I was at a local store, and this little six-year-old boy walked out of the store and seen me putting my fishing tackle together and asked his daddy to take him fishing. And the man grabbed him by the arm, and he said, "Son, you know we can't do that." And so me having a children's organization, I approached the truck, and I tapped on the window, and I said, "Sir, I'm not trying to mind your business, but why can't you take him fishing?" He said, "Well, ma'am, I just lost my job." He said, "I have 5 kids." And he says, "We just can't afford it." So I came home and got with all my board of directors. In the first year, we took 79 kids camping and fishing for 3 days, and we paid for everything through sponsors. Last year, we took 1,682 participants, and the sponsors, I mean, we have elite sponsors like Wood Forest National Bank, Entergy, Smith Productions, BRK Foundation, Vogler Sheet Metal, A to Z Dental. HEB is one of our huge sponsors. Clements Custom Flooring, and a lady named Tanya Fredrickson was a $1,000 sponsor. And so All of these, and she's actually from the Spring area. So we started this thing to make sure that it was a completely free event for poverty-related and special needs children. So I'm encouraging these families who think that just because they got a special needs child or an adult, that they cannot get outdoors to do something phenomenal and enjoy the comfort of having a family unity and just being out there and making new friends. And so we get all these sponsors together, and they come out on Friday, they sit their tents up and bring their fishing rods only. They can bring extra snacks or drinks if they want, but we feed these folks for 3 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The fishing tournament starts at 1 o'clock on that Friday, and then Friday night there will be a band, and then Saturday morning they get up, and we feed all 1,000-something people, or however many that I got coming this year, and then every hour on the hour we do a magic show, a puppet show, the Aztec dancers perform, and then at 11 o'clock I bring out my surprise celebrity panel. And, well, I'm going to make it a surprise. I think I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Okay.
This year we got Roger Rivers from Swamp People on the History Channel.
Oh, wow.
We have Booker T. I'm sure everybody knows, since he's running for mayor of Houston here in the near future.
And
he will be there.
He was a little wrestler for a few years.
Yes, sir. 5-time world champion, as a matter of fact.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so Dan Pastorini, I finally got him on board. He's quite awesome. For the people who know, I actually think he was one of the best quarterbacks in the history of football, but I just love him to death. And we have Mike Kilbert from Pit Bulls and Parolees. He's driving 6.5 hours to come to this event.
Wow.
We have Termite Watkins. He is a world-famous boxer. He actually won the Aridi Award, and they're doing a movie about him. He went over and trained the first Iraqi Olympic team and won the Olympics. He's coming. We have Reggie Johnson. He's a 3-time world champion. The Texan cheerleaders are coming. We have Reggie Dixon from the Harlem Globetrotters. He's coming for his 5th year in a row.
Yay.
And he's bringing Robert Page, Mike Julian from the Globetrotters. They're coming as well. And Smokey the Bear, Ronald McDonald. So you see, sir, with these kind of elite people that is taking their time to come all the way out here to East Texas to be a part of something, this event means something.
Now, okay, we'll get in here and we'll talk and go about more of this in depth. And we are speaking with Brenda Myers. She's executive director for Hug a Tree and Kiss a Fish. But first, we want to, I'm sure we've piqued people's interest, so we would like to tell folks how they, if they've got a young person, or how do people get involved in this?
Well, all they do is text me. Their full list of guests is coming to 936-499-2632. They can call and speak with me about it, but they must RSVP because we have to know how much food that we're going to feed everybody. So just have them text me their guest list. You know, I'm asking the ones now that can afford to come since the thing is so popular. If they volunteer for me to help serve food or help park cars, and they donate a brisket or a five-pound thing for hamburger meat, they're in as well. That's so, because we're always looking for great volunteers. But it's, or they can go to the website at www.impactcenter.V-like-in-Victor-P-like-in-Paul-web-web.com and see all the wonderful people, all the wonderful sponsors, and then all they got to do is just call me and I'll get them on the guest list to get in the gates.
All right, what I'm going to get you to do real quick is now that everybody's scrambled and got a piece of paper and a pen, give that phone number again and the website.
Okay, and that number again is 936-499-2632. And again, they can look at all the details on our website at www.impactcenter.V-like-in-Victor-P-like-in-Paul-web-web.com. And they'll have all the details. Please take a look at all these sponsors. I could not do this. Our team could not do this without each one of these wonderful sponsors. And we're still looking for great sponsors. You can be a T-shirt sponsor or, you know, or a brisket sponsor, and it's all a tax write-off.
All right. Now, let's tell the folks what group, what age group, or how does it work?
Okay. Well, we have several different divisions for our fishing tournament. We're going to have a 3 to 6 age division, 7 to 11, 12 to 17, and then the adult division. The only thing that will cost is that we're asking for a $10 contribution from the adults. That helps us get the bait and different things like that. But the kids are absolutely free. Actually, the whole event, other than that, is completely free. It's just pretty simple. I mean, they just come in and bring their tents. That's the most important thing. Just make sure that they have a place to sleep. The Community and Children's Impact Center, which is my organization, is getting a sponsor to go ahead and pay for the campsites. If they want an RV spot, they have to call the Alabama Coushatta Indian Reservation to make their own reservations for the RV spots. They are very limited. But other than that, it's a very, very simple process. We just want to make sure that we have special needs children to come out there and be a part of this, because I think they've had quite a bit of funds donated toward just the special needs part of it. And we're only going to be able to take 50 special needs children or adults. So this is just our first year to do it, so we're kind of getting the feel for it. But we have an awesome team. I'm telling you, this Billy Thuman and Alicia and Jeremy Murray and Cass, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but they were so kind to just jump in and take control of the special needs part of it. And I think it's going to make this event much more beautiful.
And to clarify this, for the special needs, it's young people first, and then if there's room for adults, right?
Yes, sir. There is room for adults, but they have to text me and or call me at the number and let me know, you know, if there's special needs, and that way we can write their name down on the list, and so we know how many is coming.
And they should be bringing their own tent or
yes, sir.
Whatever mm-hmm. like that.
Yes, sir. You know, and we're also doing something kind of cool that Wood Forest National Bank is sponsoring. We're going to do a decorating contest, and our theme this year is going to be luau or Hawaiian. So if they want to decorate their tent area, if you want to be a vendor, vendors are free unless you're selling something, and then it's only $25 to do it. So, and that just goes to a contribution to go right back into our fund. But we are going to have some bang-up bands, and I can't tell you right now who they're going to be, but I promise you, you're going to want to see them. So all weekend long, there's going to be a stage set up out there with continuous bands like Shane Porter is going to be performing, Kenny Cooper is going to be performing. I don't know if you've heard of the Sabercool, Richard Sabercool. He's a Christian band. He's absolutely phenomenal. And then there's a young boy that's coming out of the Montgomery area, actually. His name is Jay Berglund, kind of on the borderline of Montgomery and Harris County. But this kid can sing Silver Wings like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So you have a wonderful entertainment.
Now, you've mentioned the Alabama Cascada. You want to tell the folks again the date and where it's going to be?
Yes, sir. It's May the 19th, 20th, and the 21st. It will be at the Alabama Indian Reservation Campgrounds. That address is 1427 Campground Road, of course, in Livingston, Texas. It's only about 20 minutes right outside of Livingston, so it's very, very convenient, straight down Highway 59.
And, okay, now this has got nothing to do with anything, but are people going to have a chance to visit the folks at the reservation?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think they'll mind if you drop a few bucks in their casino.
Oh, that's right. They got the casino.
They have a casino there, I'm not going to have the opportunity to do that. But that's just a plus of some folks that may like to do it. Now, you have to make sure your kids are attending too, because I'm not babysitting.
But there's a lot of things out at the reservation that's really cool.
Oh, yes.
They have a, I don't know if it's going to be open, but like a little museum type thing in their gift area. So there, you know, you could learn about the Alabama Cascada Indians while you're there.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to have the pleasure of having the Aztec dancers perform, and the Alabama Cascada Tribal Indian Reservation is going to put on a performance as well. So
really?
I believe culture is one of the best things for our kids as well, being outdoors and learning culture.
And for those that may not be familiar, the Alabama Cascada is the only, I believe there's two reservations in Texas, and that's the only one in East Texas, or this half of Texas, if I'm right.
Right, right. I'm encouraging all the folks from the Conroe, the Montgomery area, to come out, take a break, take your family out to something that is going to be truly inspiring. You're going to meet so many wonderful people, and our logo is "Come as Strangers, Leave as Friends," and that's part of our logo, and I think that even you, sir, needs to come, bring that microphone of yours out, interview some of these celebrities, and encourage them to come back, because, you know, these type of folks are very, very busy people, and for them to donate their time to come out, we need to let them know that we appreciate the time that they're taking to come out and visit our folks out here in the East Texas area.
Yeah, that's a big thing, that the people are taking the time out of their busy days to help. And we're speaking with Brenda Myers. She's executive director for Hug a Tree and Kiss a Fish. Okay, once again, why don't you give the telephone number and the website?
Okay, it's 936-499-2632, and the website is www.impactimpactcenter.web.com. And I encourage all of you folks to come out, and we are still taking contributions. It takes a lot of funds to pull out feeding over 2,000 people, which I'm probably expecting. That's not even including the Alabama Cascada, you know, tribal folks that will be participating. So dip in your pockets a little bit. Be a part of something amazing. I mean, if you're going to donate to something, make it count. You know, and these kids are truly inspired by what we're doing out here, and these families are encouraged to be a family. I do believe one thing, sir. If you have a happy mom and dad, you have a happy child.
Yeah, it's catching, and you know, you mentioned something earlier that it's tough on a lot of the parents that they don't have the money to take the kid to the outdoors or hunting and fishing or you know, just camping. And that's one of Texas, especially East Texas, great wonders is our outdoor area. As far as the name and everything goes, I think Hug a Tree is pretty obvious. You're going to be camping out in the reservation has a lot of, you know, they got electricity and all that, but they're going to be out in the woods there, part of the big thicket, right?
Right. Well, you know where I got that name from. If you know anything about Boy Scouts, because a lot of people thought we were environmental people when they seen the Hug a Tree. But we got the Hug a Tree because when my son was in Boy Scouts, they teach you if you get lost in the woods or anywhere for that matter, you hug a tree and you stay put until someone finds you, that will save your life. And then my grandpappy always told me, if you kiss a fish when you get it and you throw it back, it brings you the best luck and you'll have the best fishing day ever.
That's right.
So we got hug a tree, kiss a fish.
The first fish you catch, you kiss it on the head and put it back in the water. So
that's
he'll go,
right.
go tell his buddies, hey, it isn't all that bad.
Exactly.
So
I just want to once again thank all my elite sponsors, Wood Forest National Bank, Entergy, A to Z Dental, they changed their names, HEB, you know, Vogler Sheet Metal, BRK Foundation, Smith Productions, and Miss Tanya Fredrickson, and Clements Custom Flooring, Mr. Kevin Watkins. Now these are just our elite sponsors. That's $1,000 sponsors are up. But we have a ton of lists of, top sponsors as well. And I list every person, including Mr. 97.1 himself, for being a part of what we're doing, because we could not do it without folks like you helping us get the word out.
We're speaking with Brenda Myers. She's executive director for Hug a Tree, Kiss a Fish. And this is an organization that, while the adults are welcome, it's mainly for the young people. I think it's a great way for the young people to be introduced to the outdoors. And it's great for the older folks, too. We get so busy sometimes, don't we? So much
going on.
We forget the things that God put together out there. He did a good job.
Yes, sir.
I'm
most proud of this, and I mean it's for all ages. I mean, we have a puppet show and the Aztec dancers, and watching them perform out there, it's just underneath the stars and underneath the woods, it's just an incredible feeling. And last but not least, I got a gentleman by the name of Jason Baldridge. He drives 4 hours from Dallas, Texas, with Blanket Top Theater. So at the end of the evening, after the kids have already done the water slides, the Army's bringing rock climbing, the Air Force is bringing simulators, I got the bubble ponds coming out there. But at the end of the day, Blanket Top Theater turns on the movie, and they get to watch a movie outdoors.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
And it is a beautiful area out there at the Alabama Coushatta Reservation. Give them the number again if they want to be involved, and also the website.
And the number is 936-499-2632, and you must RSVP. Our website is www.impactcenter.VLikeInVictor.PLikeInPaul.WEB.com.
And the date and the times and all of that?
And the date is May the 19th, 20th, and the 21st. The gates will open at 10 a.m. on that Friday the 19th. The fishing tournament will start at 1 p.m. on that Friday the 19th. So,
hey, we've talked a lot about all this stuff, and that's the thing. You won't have a chance to get bored out there, folks.
Not at all. No.
but one of the things, being an old angler, fisher person, tell us a little bit about the fishing tournaments.
The fishing tournament is so wonderful. Through the sponsors, our trophies. As a matter of fact, we had a lady over in Spring who donated 5-foot trophies. I mean, these things are taller than I am for our grand prizes. And so my fishing guy that does the regular fishing tournament, he contacted me today and he said, Miss Brenda, he said, can you get me one of them big trophies for our tiny tots? Because we have like 2 and 3 year olds that we give these trophies to. And he said, I want to get pictures with one of those kids with the biggest trophy that we can get our hands on. So our trophies are absolutely beautiful. We get them each year that matches the color of our t-shirts. So everyone that's came from the very first time, they have a different color shirt every year and a different color trophy every year. And so it starts from 3 to 6 year olds, all the way up to 17 year olds. And then we do have an adult division. We give all kinds of cool things away. And then Saturday, our special needs fishing tournament, again, which is hosted by Cass and Billy Thuman and Alicia and Jeremy Murray. And they're all from the Spring area. And one of them lives in Montgomery. So come on, Montgomery and Spring, you guys get out there because you're going to have some of your own family members out there, I'm sure.
And for those that aren't familiar, the Conroe area is right there between that. That's all part of the Montgomery County, North Harris County area there.
Absolutely. It sure is. We have no boundaries. And I think that once they come the first time, they're always going to come back. And then we have a lot of them now that started off as poverty-related families that could not afford it. Now they got jobs, and now they donate to this thing. So, it's just everybody helping each other out. And you may not be able to be $100 or $1,000 sponsors, but you might be able to help by just, you know, letting me know a week prior to the event that you can donate a 5-pound thing of hamburger meat or a brisket. You know, all of it matters.
That's it. Everybody's pitch in a little bit, and it all helps. What will they probably need to bring? Do they bring their own fishing poles, or do you have
that? Yes, sir. We'll have some borrowed fishing rods in case they do it. They can check them out if they absolutely do not have fishing rods. I know that the Conroe Academy yesterday donated or gave us it cost us $100 just for all the fishing rods for the entire tournament. So my hat's off to Conroe Academy. And so they each one get a fishing rod, a tackle box, and a trophy for first, second, and third prize. All they need to bring is their tents, their fishing rods if they have them. I do suggest bringing some extra snacks and some extra drinks because sometimes the kids get hungry in between when we feed, you know, at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We will have one food vendor there, Leo Vargas and his wife, Miss Judy. They are also our DJs. They have an awesome DJ company, but she comes out and brings the best hot tamales and food that you have ever ate in your life. And so she is my only food vendor that I allow to come out there each year. But so if I ever do run out of food, we have a backup.
There you go.
We got it rocking, you know. I mean, we even have a friend of mine. He is the district supervisor of Ducks Unlimited. And he comes out. We have people from Bass Pro, Entergy. Oh, let me tell you about Entergy from over in Conroe. They're one of my $5,000 sponsors. They have loved this event so much that what they're doing now is they're bringing out bobbers for the fishing tournament, and they put an Entergy on them, and they sit at the front gates. And I forget what her name is, and my brain just went blank. But she comes out there and sits. Tracy Browder. She comes out and sits in that hot sun, and she passes out these bobbers. So each child and adult gets a bobber from Entergy.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's really, really cool how everybody comes together.
And once again, Brenda, and we're speaking with Brenda Myers, Executive Director for Hug a Tree, Kiss a Fish, which is primarily for young people, but the adults will find it a blessing for them, too. Give them how they can contact you once more.
It's 936-499-2632, or you can go to our website at www.impactcenter.veb.com.
And folks, this is going to be exactly when again, May?
It's going to be May the 19th, 20th, and the 21st. It is a three-day campout, three-day fishing tournament filled with the more excitement than you can shake a stick at, as my grandpa would say.
And I hate to try to put you on the spot, but what are some of the big names that are going to be there for the folks?
We're going to have Roger Rivers from Swamp People, Mike Kelbert from Pit Bulls and Parolees, Booker T, Dan Pastorini, Termot Watkins, a world champion boxer, Reggie Johnson, he's a 3-time world champion. Let's see, who else? I mean, Smokey the Bear's coming, Ronald McDonald, the Ronald McDonald Shoe. It is going to be off the charts amazing.
And they need to contact by when?
They need to contact me at least 3 weeks prior to the event. That's the last time that they can get on the guest list to get in the gate. They have to be on the guest list and RSVP at that phone number so we'll know how much food to purchase.
Well, Brenda, thanks for being my guest today and for putting on this great event. I'm sure the folks from Conroe, Cleveland, Livingston are going to be happy to bring up all the folks from even the South Houston area, Missouri City, wherever you're from.
They're all invited, sir, and I'm proud to be on your station, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to Cox Radio here. And Picker, take us on home.